Reverend Connie Simon gave me this Eagle stole, and I said, you know what? Let's have it. I think today's the day to wear this thing. I was tickled green when she gave it to me. So, question of the month is, what does it mean to be a people of possibility? New Year's a time when some folks explore possibility, including with resolutions. And I like Kid President in general. And I like Kid President's challenge to make the year awesome for somebody else. And Kid President's list of possibilities include smile, write a song, help, visit old people, but don't call them old people. Write, produce, and star in a musical tribute to somebody. Put down your phone. Hold doors. Give free hugs. And send corn dogs. And so today we're exploring how we can boldly claim possibilities, including with the use of the word and the concept no. So how might you improve your possibility of making this year awesome for somebody by avoiding a negative inclination? For example, in order to put down your phone, you might have to say no to screen addiction. In order to write, produce, and star in a musical tribute for somebody, you might have to say no to being shy. In order to smile, you might have to put a firm boundary between yourself and an unhealthy person. Let's go to the story, which Jeff read from. It takes place around 587 BC, when the temple of Jerusalem and much of the city have been destroyed. Living far away in Susa, Nehemiah learns of the damage done to the Holy Land. With a heavy heart, he weeps, fasts, and prays. Nehemiah does not pray for miracles. He prays for opportunities to make a difference. Through discernment, Nehemiah feels called to rebuild the wall. He gets the king's support and hits the road to the city of his ancestors, Jerusalem. Upon arrival, he doesn't make a big, loud, public service announcement of how it's going to go. Instead, he investigates opportunities for rebuilding by quietly taking inventory of the damage and available resources. After achieving clarity, Nehemiah knows it's time to go to the next phase. So he verbally paints a picture of possibility for others. I'm glad you have all come in from the fields. I know you work hard to get to harvest time, and some days you don't even have enough to eat. But I have a vision that we are all going to rebuild the walls. We are all going to engage in this work out of this care we have in our hearts for this holy city, and we're going to reestablish the glory of God together. People check Nehemiah out, see, I think the guy has a heart full of love. Let's do it. So soon dozens and then hundreds of people volunteer. They begin the hard work of making the possible into reality. By proclaiming his bold vision for what's possible, in which they can all participate, Nehemiah empowers the people. probably many of us, if not most of us, identify with Nehemiah, and that on occasion we have felt called to the possibility of doing something important. Some of those possibilities have fallen by the wayside. Blessedly, some have bloomed into reality. And we know from our experience that possibility for success grows when we have said to one another, hey, I feel called to this, and I think and believe you have tremendous possibility to do special things in your life as well. I believe in you. How about let's do this? What do you think? It's great. Hold close to your heart those times when you've identified the possibility for meeting an important need. Hold close to your heart those times that you, alone or with others, have followed through and accomplished something important that made an impact on people's lives. And let's go to this discussion of setting boundaries and saying no. It's great to have resolutions and all these great intentions of the new or the different ways we want to live our life or be in community, but a lot of it can have to do with what are you going to stop doing to get the capacity to do the new thing. One example involves wanting to make it all happen at once. Rebuilding the walls and the temple required time, a lot of time. Effectively bringing a possibility into reality often means we have to say no to impatience. Visions can take a long, long time to come true. And empowering possibility can also require acknowledging and then moving beyond the voice of the critic, internal and external. Nehemiah ignored his detractors. He had plenty of them. This is a long book. We benefit from resisting the temptation of giving energy to the voice, says, you can't do that. We tried that before, it didn't work. It's unrealistic. You know it's unrealistic. Come on. We already have too many things to do. There's no way we can add that to the list. I'm just going to say, okay, I hear you. But that's not where I am. Another example involves saying no to perfectionism. When that energy of perfectionism comes to you, perhaps you can just do that Tai Chi thing. You don't have to wrestle it and say, no, I'm going to pin you perfect. You could say, just let it go right on by. Just go right on by. We don't lean into making a possibility come true because we know we can do it perfectly. How much would we do if that was needed? We don't engage in mindfulness meditation because of a nirvana experience guarantee. Every time I meditate, I'm going to have perfect nirvana. No, you will not. We don't work on MLK Day of Service and Advocacy and Dr. King's vision all year long because we know we're going to solve all the world's problems. Nor did he. We're not building our ministries for GLBT youth because we know we can protect each and everyone from homophobia or transphobia? No, we can't. But we do these important activities in our lives that we're called to because we're just doing our best in trying to bend the arc of the universe a little bit more towards justice. Another caution comes from having distractions. Just plain old distractions to pull you off into a different path. Nehemiah's enemies wanted to stop the construction, but they realized they had to be real shifty. This guy was focused and capable, and they knew it. So they said, look, he's got hundreds of people working for him. I'll bet most of them will sacrifice to protect him. We can't go at him militarily. Let's just try and fake him out, fake him into coming down off that wall. Somebody go up there and tell him we got a really important meeting with some really good stuff to tell him. Make a meeting with him. Get him down here. We'll stall him out. Nehemiah doesn't know exactly what they're up to, but it knows it's no good, and he just sends messengers down saying, I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. It's simple. If you know the people he was dealing with, that's pretty advanced, sophisticated leadership to send a one-sentence message down to these big, powerful dudes. I'm doing a great work. I can't come down right now. I love that line. And I think we can use it in our own lives. Analogously, perhaps you're growing ever more into a person dedicated to compassionate listening. You want to really be a deep listener a lot more times in your life, more situations. Well, you may have to say no to the urge to come down and just interrupt and chit-chat. You know, that's a little bit, I can't come down and do all the, oh, here, your story reminds me of my story, or blah, 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 blah. No, just listen. Those are ways to, you know, I can't go do that right now. I'm going to just stay here building a relationship with you and listening. You may be growing in a person who wants to relax. It's tough to relax sometimes with the hurry world and political world, but just find more ways to enjoy your life, including with simplicity. Just enjoy life. You may have to say no to the urge, though, sometimes to use too much alcohol or nicotine or sugar or whatever to relax. That might be just the distraction. No, I can't come down right now and do it that way. That's not going to get me what I'm trying to get to. I'm just going to stay here with this. And together we're building something wonderful of how to relax in a more simple way. I'm doing a great work. I can't come down. Going into the new year, here are some questions from the Soul Matters curriculum that might resonate for you. What did your childhood and family of origin teach you about possibility? Are those lessons that you need to hold on to or let go? Reject. Is it possible that the thing you want is not the thing you need? What possible new you did you pledge yourself to last year? Is it time to pledge yourself to that person again? Or is it time to let go of that idea? Is it possible that for you right now, learning begins with claiming not knowing? So much I don't know, I'm going to lean into that. All the things I don't know. Whether you have an intention for the year, month, or hour, you may be looking to live with more empathy or more heart. You may be looking to transform suffering or experience grace where you're finding upset. You may want to slow down and find more patience and calm. You may want to be more authentic with yourself and others. Each breath brings possibility to pause, make a choice, to embody kindness, honesty, and forgiveness. With healthy boundaries and staying off the misleading path, we find possibility for living with transformative loving kindness. Blessings be. Blessings to you.